今天我们的题目是基督台前的审判。
Our preaching today is about judgment seat.
我们要来看三处的经文。
We want to look at three scriptures.
我们首先我们打开圣经哥林多后书第五章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
哥林多后书第五章第十节，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按作本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
然后我们看罗马书第十四章十二节。
And then open to Romans 14 verse 12.
十四章十二节，这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
So then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
然后我们再看哥林多前书第三章。十二节到十五节。
And then open back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12 to 15.
哥林多前书第三章十二节。若有人用金银宝石草木和谐在这根基上建造，个人的功成必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火化现，这火要试炼个人的功成怎样。人在那根基上所建造的功成若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的功成若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却
1 Corinthians chapter 3, 12 to 15. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burnt up, he will suffer loss.He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
如果你看过这个 American Idol 的，请举手。
If you have seen American Idol, raise your hand.
不多人看过。
Not a whole lot.
那么这个节目基本上是一场歌唱比赛。
This program is basically a singing competition.
那么节目当中有三位裁判员评判这些唱歌的人。
There are three judges in this show to judge the competitors.
那么每一位裁判员为这些唱歌的人打分。
And each judge will score each singer.
那么得分最高的人就得到这个冠军。
And those the one who has the highest score will be the champion.
那么那些考博士的学生
，those students who are ready for the
exam.
Okay.
然后如果他们要得到学位的话
，and if they are going to receive graduation,
那么他们必须要经过这些考官的考察
，then they have to go before a panel to be examined.
然后这些考官将会发问很多的问题。
They will ask a lot of questions.
那么学生必须围着他们的论文来做辩护。
And so the doctorate candidate will have to defend his dissertation.
得到这个考官的同意。
And if the panel agrees,
那么论文才能够通过。
Then they will pass the dissertation.
这个审判这两个字在圣经里面经常都会出现。
Judgment is a word that appears often in the Bible.
那么圣经也讲到神将会来审判这个世界。
And it has said that God will come and judge this world.
那么根据圣经有一共有七个地 七种这个审判。
And according to the Bible, there are seven kinds of judgment.
那么第一个审判就是讲到耶稣基督在十字架上所承受的那种审判。
The first judgment is what Jesus received on the cross.
他为了世人承担世人的罪而得到那个审判。
He bear the sin of sinners, and so he suffered the judgment.
那么第二个审判是信徒本身的审判。
The second judgment is the judgment of the believers himself.
然后第三个审判是信徒在世上所作所为而得来的审判。
The third one is what the believers have done and they receive the consequence.
那么第四个审判呢，就是圣经讲的那种万民的审判。
The fourth one is what the Bible said, the judgment of the nation.
然后第五种审判是讲到以色列人的审判。
The fifth kind is the judgment of the Israelites.
然后第六种审判是讲到那种堕落天使的审判。
The sixth kind is the judgment of the fallen angels.
那么最后一个审判。
And the last judgment.
就是启示录里面讲到那个白色大宝座前的审判。
And it is what is mentioned in Revelation, the judgment before the great white throne.
那么在这七种审判当中，我们要来看其中的一种。
And of the seven judgments, we are going to look at one particular one.
也就是刚才我讲那个第三种审判，就是基督台前那种审判。
And it is the third kind I've mentioned, and it is the judgment before the throne of Christ.
那刚才我们看那三处经文。
The three scriptures that we read.
特别是哥林多后书第五章第十节。
Especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
那边讲到，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按照本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
罗马书第十四章十二节这么说。
And then in Romans chapter 14 verse 12 it says,
他说这样看来我们个人必要将自己的事在神的面前说明。
So then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
所以一个信了耶稣得救的人，他基本上经历到三个审判。
So for one who has believed in Jesus Christ, he will experience three judgments.
也就是说，第一，身为一个罪人，神对他的审判，圣经讲已经过去了。
So the first judgment has already come to pass. It is the judgment of sin.
因为耶稣基督已经承担了那个罪，耶稣基督已经因为罪的缘故已经受审判。
And it is because Jesus has already taken the sin upon him, and he has already paid for that judgment.
然后第二，身为一个神的儿女，一个得救的人，必须圣经讲必须分辨自己。
And the second one is.Being a children, being children of God, a person who is a believer must live a holy life.
Must actually be able to examine himself, 承认自己的罪，免得他将会和世人一同被定罪。
He must admit his sin so that he will not be judged with the rest of the world.
然后第三点。
The third one.
也就是讲到一个得救的人，他必须在将来在基督台前面对那个审判。
And it is as a believer in the future, he's going to face the judgment before Christ's seat.
所以基督台前的审判跟刚才我讲那个大白色大宝座前审判不一样。
So the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ is different.From the judgment before the great white throne.
因为白色大宝座审判是为那些还没有信耶稣的人所预备的。
The judgment before the great white throne is for those who are unbelievers.
因为主耶稣已经在十字架上赎清了我们的罪。
Because Christ has already paid for our sin on the cross.
所以相信耶稣得救的人务必面对这个白色大宝座前的审判。
So those who believe in Christ do not need to face the great white throne.
因为在圣经里面讲到那些所有的名没有记录在生命册上的都要面对白色大宝座前的审判。
Because the Bible says those whose names are not recorded in the book of life will have to face the judgment before the great white throne.
但是圣经有讲到基督徒必须在基督台前面对那个审判。
But the Bible says as Christians, we must face the judgment seat of Christ.
那么圣经讲到这个审判台。
The Bible mentioned about this judgment seat.
那么是讲到一个被提高的一个台。
It is talking about an elevated platform.
那么就好像这样，那边有那个台阶，下面那个有那些台阶。
It's just like this pulpit. You have to. There are steps to come up.
然后台上坐着那个审判官。
And then upon the pulpit, there is the judge.
那么这个审判台也讲到是一个被提高的台。
And so the judgment seat is an elevated platform.
用来颁奖给那些得奖的人。
And it is to give reward to those who deserve it.
所以当保罗讲到这个审判台的时候，
So when Paul talked about the judgment seat,
他是引用这个希腊人的运动场所用那种审判台。
He is using what the Greek use in the competition, in the sport competition.
如果你有去年我们的退休会的话，
If you have come to our retreat last year,
我们玩了一个游戏。
We had a game.
还记得那个什么奥林匹克运动会吗？
Remember the Olympic game?
那么那运动会里面有不同的项目。
There were different competition in the game.
那么参加的人必须要表现他的技能。
And so those who are competing must show their talents.
然后参加的人的表现由审判官来审判他们。
And then these people are judged by a judge.
当时我们的审判官是苏伟忠弟兄。
And at that time it was Victor.
谁得到第一名、第二名或者第三名？
Who will be received the gold, silver, or bronze?
那么得奖的人必须站在那个台上。
And so those who receive the reward will have to stand on the platform.
领取他们的奖牌。
To receive their medals.
基督台前的审判也是如此。
Similarly, it is like that for the judgment before the seat of Christ.
就好像哥林多后书第五章十节这么说。
Just like in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
他说，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。叫个人按照本身所行，或善或恶受报。
It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad."
那么换句话说，我们一生里面，自从我们信了耶稣以后。
So in other words, from when we believe in Christ.
那么所做所行的，无论是看到或者看不到的
，Everything that we have done from that moment we receive in Christ, whether it is seen or unseen.
那么圣经讲到这些事情必须要显露出来。
The Bible said it will be revealed.
那么在那个时候，可能是好像一部电影一样，一幕又一幕把它显露出来。
So at that time it may be like a movie, going frame to frame.
那么在那个时候，我们可能是得到这个奖赏或者的亏损。
So at that time we may be rewarded or we may receive loss.
那么到底在什么时候我们会面对这个基督台前的审判呢
？So when exactly will we face the judgment seat of Christ?
那么圣经里面有告诉我们，我们面对这个基督台前的审判是在耶稣基督显现的时候。
The Bible tells us it was when Jesus appeared.
也就是说，当教会被提的时候。
And that is to say, it is with the rapture of the church.
那么在那个时候，每一个被提的基督徒必须要面对基督台前的审判。
So every single Christian at that time will face the judgment seat.
那么在那个时候，必须说明他在世上所做的、所为的。
And he will have to tell what he has done on earth.
如果我们看腓立比书第二章，保罗讲到，他说我们必须做成我们得救的功夫。
And just like in Philippians chapter 12, Paul said that you have.
Chapter 2, verse 12.
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
你看到英文的翻译，他说 work out your salvation， 就是说我们必须要做成我们得救的功夫。
It says that we need to continue to work out our salvation.
所以神拯救我们不是把我们从这个，不单是把我们从这个罪恶拯救出来。
So not only is God going to save us from sin.
而逃离这个地狱的火。
And to escape the fire of hell.
主要就是要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
And mainly is for us to live a godly life.
那么在这个以弗所书里面也提到，他说神拣选了我们。
And in Ephesians, it also says God has chosen us.
目的就是要我们过一个圣洁、行善的生活。
And it is for us to live a godly and a life that do good works.
这是神的旨意。
And this is God's will.
所以一个人信了耶稣，生命如果没有改变的话，真的是一个很大的问题。
So if a person has believed in Christ and yet his life is unchanged, then this is a big problem.
有些人信了耶稣，然后受洗，但是他的灵命没有成长。
Some people may receive in Christ, been baptized, but then there is no growth in their spiritual life.
生命也没有什么任何的见证。
And there is no witness in their life.
他以为信了耶稣，就算了。
They think that as long as they believe in Christ, then that's it.
进天堂的那个护照已经拿到了。
They have already received the passport to heaven.
也不用面对这个地狱的火。
They don't have to face the hell of fire.
但是圣经里面讲到，我们每一个人必须要在基督台前受审判。
But the Bible tells us that each one of us will stand before the throne of Christ.
那么圣经里面讲到，我们所做的一切必须要显露出来。
And that everything we did will be revealed.
所以保罗在哥林多前书那边讲到，我们所做的一切东西好像一个建筑工程一样。
And so in 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us that what we are doing is just like a building.
他说，若有人用金银、宝石、草木，而且在这根基上建造。
He said, if any man builds on this foundation,using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw.
他说个人的工程必须要显露出来。
His work will be shown for what it is.
然后因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试炼个人的工程怎样。
Because the day will bring it to light, it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若能够存留得住，他就要得赏赐。
If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受损，自己却要得救。
But if it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved.
虽然得救乃像从火经过一样。
But only as one escaping through the flames.
一个建筑工程的好坏要看工程里面所用的材料。
For a building project, to determine a building project's good or bad, it really you have to look at the material used.
比如说要建造一个好的房子。
For example, if you're going to build a good house,
必须要用好的材料。
You have to use good material.
便宜的材料不能够建造一个好的房子。
Cheap material will not build you a good house.
我在工程公司公干的时候。
When I was working with an engineering firm,
经常要评价这些承包商的投标。
We often have to go and estimate the contractors.
那么有时候会看到这些有些承包商的估价非常的低。
Some of the estimates or the bidding is extremely low.
低过我们所预算的。
It's much lower than what we have budgeted.
那么我们就会怀疑到底这个承包商能不能够做这个工程。
And so at that point, we will then wonder if these contractors can finish the work.
所以这个材料对一个建筑工程的好坏是非常的重要的。
So material is extremely important to the success or failure of a building project.
那么保罗形容我们在世上所作所为好像一个建筑工程一样。
So Paul described our life on earth as a building project.
然后他讲到这个工程所用的材料有金银宝石、宝石、草木和鞋。
And the material used for these buildings include gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw.
所以我们看到这个材料分成两组。
So we know that these materials are divided into two groups.
那么第一组就是有金银跟宝石。
The first group includes gold, silver, and costly stones.
第二组呢就是讲到那些草木和鞋。
And the second group includes the wood, hay, and the straw.
所以我们看到这个金跟银跟宝石是贵重的、材料。
We see the gold, silver, and costly stones are expensive material.
那些草木和鞋，它们是没有什么价值的。
And the wood, hay, and the straw has very little value.
那么这个金银、还有宝石，能够经得起那个火的考验。
The gold, silver, and the costly stones can stand up to fire.
但是这些草木呢，就很容易被火烧掉。
But wood, hay, and straw can be burnt away.
所以金跟银跟宝石啊、它们不会很容易亏损。
And so gold, silver, and costly stones will not lose.
但是这些草跟木就很容易被亏损。
But then the wood and the hay and the straw will lose.
所以这些建筑材料，无论它们是金银宝石或者草木的话，是代表我们在这个世界上所做的一切事情。
So the material described here describe how we live our life on earth.
所以在基督台前的时候，我们所做的一切就好像这些金银宝石或者草木一样，经过这个火的考验。
And so as we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, what we used in our life, much like gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, will have to be revealed by fire.
那么如果这些材料是金或者银或者宝石的话，
And if the material we use are of gold, silver, and precious stones,
那么我们这个建造的工程就能够得到存留。
Then what we built will be saved.
但是如果是草木的话，
But if it is wood, hay, or straw,
并且必会被烧掉
then they will be burnt away.
这个工程就不能够存留
then the project will not remain.
我手上有一张钞票
I have money here, a bill.
50块钱的钞票
It's a $50 bill.
然后我这个手上有一个金块
And then in my other hand is a gold plate.
是真的金啊
！It's real gold.
等下你不要来抢。
So don't come and rob me.
那比如说，这个金块跟这个钞票的价值是一样的。
If we assume that the paper bill and the gold are of the same value,
你要哪一个
？Which one would you want?
这个还是这个？
两个都要。
我两个要。只可以选择一个。
Charlie said both, but you can only pick one.
但是真正有价值的是这个金块。
But really, the one with the real value is the gold.
因为古代的人就是用这个金或者银来做交易。
Because in the olden days, people used either gold or silver for exchange.
那么金是代表人所拥有的财富。
Gold represents the wealth owned by people.
那么根据一些这些经济专家
，and according to the economists,
比如说了，美国的经济垮下来的话
，for example, if the economy in the U.S. crumbled,
那么这张支票会大大的贬低
，then the $50 bill will not be worth anything.
但是这个金块仍然保存它的价值。
But the gold will retain its value.
那么同样的，在基督台前的审判。
Similarly, the judgment before the seat of Christ.
只有那些金跟银和宝石能够存留。
Only those built with the gold, silver, and the precious stone or the costly stones will remain.
那些草木都不能够存留，都会被烧掉。
The wood, the hay, and the straw will be burnt away.
因为圣经讲到，它们没有任何的价值。
Because the Bible says they are of no value.
我们在主里的侍奉，
When we serve in Christ,
就好像一个建造工程一样。
It's much like building something.
所用的材料将会在基督台前被显露出来。
What we use to build will be revealed before the judgment seat of Christ.
而且讲到并且会经过火的考验。
And that they will go through fire.
那么在那个时候，我们侍奉的品质跟我们的动机将会被显露出来。
So at that time, the quality of our service and the motivation of our service will be revealed.
那么特别你看《哥林多前书》第四章第。第五节。
And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4, chapter 4 verse 5.
那里讲到他的所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要造出暗中的隐情，显明人的心念，那时个人要从神那里得着成长。
Therefore do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes.Who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart? Then every man will receive his condemnation from God.
那么圣经里面讲到我们的心思意念。
The Bible talks about our heart and our soul.
我们的动机和一些所有隐藏的事情。
Our motivation and everything that is hidden.
圣经讲到将会被显露出来。
The Bible said it will be revealed.
那么神会将按照这些事情来奖赏我们。
And the Bible says God will reward us according to them.
那么那些在主里忠心的人。
Those who are faithful in Christ.
只有那些好像金银宝石那些工程。
Just like those projects built by gold, silver, and costly stones.
能够存留而且得到这个奖赏。
Can remain and will receive reward.
但是那些草木都会被烧掉而且不能够存留。
But the wood, the hay, and the straw will be burnt away, and they will not last.
那么，你身为一个得救的人或者一个基督徒，你会想到到底这些奖赏是什么奖赏
？So as a believer, what do you think those reward will be?
那么圣经里面讲到有五种的奖赏。
The Bible said there are five kinds of reward.
这些奖赏，圣经用这个冠冕来代表。
The reward are represented by, the Bible describes it as crowns.
那么第一个冠冕就是讲到那个生命的冠冕。
The first crown is the crown of life.
那么在雅各书一章二十二节和启示录二章十节讲到这个冠冕。
The crown is mentioned in James chapter 1 verse 12 and Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
那么这个冠冕是为那些为主受苦的人，而且爱主的人所预备的。
This crown was prepared for those who were persecuted for Christ's sake, and also those who loved him.
那么，比如说主耶稣的十二个使徒跟包括保罗在内。
For example, the 12 disciples of Jesus, including Paul.
他们都得到这个生命的冠冕。
They received the crown of life.
我们知道，因为他们为了福音的缘故，他们牺牲了自己的生命。
We know that they were martyred for Christ's sake.
那么在教会历史里面也有不少好像这些使徒的人。
And in the history of the church, there are numerous other people just like the disciples.
然后他们把自己的生命献上。
They were martyred.
那么在今天的世界。
And in today's world.
也有不少这样的人为着福音的缘故把他们的生命献上。
There are also a number of people who are willing to give up their life for Christ's sake.
那么第二个冠冕
，the second crown，
也就是讲到这个荣耀的冠冕。
It is the crown of glory。
那么这个荣耀的冠冕，圣经讲到是赐给那些牧者。
The Bible said this crown is given for those who are the shepherds。
啊，当然不是讲每一个牧者都得到这个冠冕。
Of course, not every shepherd or pastor will receive this crown。
那么圣经里面彼得这个彼得前书第五章。第二节到第四节有讲到这个牧者的责任。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2 to 4, it talks about the responsibility of a shepherd.
那么当然身为一个牧者。
And of course, being a shepherd or pastor,
如果他尽他的责任的话，
if he fulfill his responsibility.
他会得到这个荣耀的冠冕。
He will receive this crown of glory.
所以当我看到这段经文的时候,
and so when I read the scripture,
给我很大的勉励,
it gives me a lot of encouragement.
我们都知道做牧师不容易,
and we all know that it is not easy to be a pastor.
但是当我看到这段经文的时候,
but when I read the scripture,
给我很大的勉励,
give me a lot of encouragement.
那么第三个冠冕,
the third crown,
是传福音的冠冕,
it is the crown of witnessing.
那么圣经里面讲到保罗说, 这些信任耶稣基督的基督徒, 并且在他的生命里面, 在真理上站立得稳的人, 是他的冠冕。
In the Bible, in Philippians, Paul has said that those people, those believers who stand firm in the Lord became his crown.
那么同样的，如果我们把福音传给别人的话,
so similarly, if we spread the gospel to others,
那么他们在这个真理站立得稳,
and if they stand firm in the truth,
所以这些人就成为我们的冠冕,
these people then become our crown.
所以这个奖赏包括传福音的冠冕,
and so the reward includes the crown of spreading the gospel.
所以如果你要得到这个冠冕的话,
so if you're going to receive this crown,
你必须要跟别人传福音,
you have to witness to others,
而且直到他们能够在这个真理上站立得稳,
and to help them to stand firm in the truth.
我知道传福音不只是, 牧者或者传道人的责任,
we know that spreading the gospel witnessing is not the only is not the responsibility of only the pastor or the ministers.
是每一个基督徒的责任.
It is the responsibility of every single believer.
我们是否有经常向人传福音?
Do we witness to others often?
那么第四个冠冕,
the fourth crown.
这个是第四个冠冕，是公义的冠冕。
It is the crown of righteousness.
那么这个冠冕，圣经里面讲到，他说在基督显现的时候。 在那些人,
it says in the Bible that for those who long for the appearance of Jesus, they will receive this crown of righteousness.
所以那些爱慕基督显现的人,
so those who long for his reappearance, they are the ones who will receive this crown.
你可能会讲为什么那些爱慕, 基督显现的人会得到这个冠冕呢?
You may ask, why would those long for Christ's appearance receive this crown?
因为圣经讲到, 当我们爱慕耶稣基督的显现的时候, 就是那些在生命里面过一个敬虔圣洁生活的人。
Because in the Bible it says, those who long for Christ's appearance will be those who live a godly and holy life.
那么最后一个冠冕,
the last crown.
就是那个不能够朽坏的冠冕,
and it is the uncorruptible crown.
那么这个冠冕呢, 是赐给那些有节制的人,
this crown is given to those who have self-control.
那么就好像保罗讲, 他说, 我奔跑不像无定向的, 我斗前不像打空气的, 我是攻克以身, 叫身服我, 恐怕我传福音给别人, 自己反被气绝了。
Just like Paul said, therefore I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
所以保罗积极地传福音。
So Paul witnessed actively.
但是他在自己的生活里面非常的谨慎。
But he was also very careful about how he lived.
所以免得在传福音的时候，自己却被弃绝了。So
that he will not be disqualified for the prize.
就好像一个运动员一样。Much
like an athlete.
如果他竞赛的时候，if
he during the competition,
他必须要很小心。He
has to be very careful.
如果他犯规的话，if
he fail any rules,
他就被弃绝了。He
will be disqualified.
所以我们在将来面对基督台前的审判的时候,
so in the future, when we stand before the throne of Christ,
那么到底我们是属于这个金或者银或者宝石,
so do we belong to the gold, silver, and the precious stones?
或者我们是属于这个草或者木。
Or do we belong to wood, hay, or straw?
我们到底我们在这个世上所做的一切，是否能够存留？
And everything that we have done on earth, are they going to last?
因为在基督台前的审判时，这些东西必要显露出来。
Because before the judgment seat of Christ, all these will be revealed.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求你帮助我们能够再次建造一个美好的工程。
Please help us to build a good project on earth.
我们把每一位交在你的手中。
We lift up everyone in your hands.
求主保守我们。
Please protect us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.